Hi! Welcome to episode 3 of the Love Hate Social Media podcast. My name's Claire Marshall from The Marketing Geeks, and today's question is, should I start a blog? Now, blogging, vlogging, or podcasting, they all come under the same umbrella for me, and they're all fantastic mediums of being part of your clients' lives. You're all of a sudden, they're listening to you when they're driving. So you're now their driving companion. They're watching your videos while they're cooking dinner, so you're actually part of the family. Or they're reading your blogs as a source of information, and they're going to read it on their lunch break, so they're looking forward to actually engaging with you in their spare time. So you have to be aware of that. And actually just be really respectful of the time commitment that they put into listening to you is also as important as the time commitment that you put out making the episode. So you've got to be credible, you've got to be personable, and giving the audience what they want. And that includes being consistent. And unfortunately, this is the area where a lot of people fall down. They start their blog or vlog or podcast with great intentions and then go, oh well, life's got in the way, or I didn't realise it was going to take so long. So you have to be aware that it is a time commitment itself, as with any kind of building a relationship is, and that's essentially what you're doing. You're looking to build a relationship with your customers, so be aware that it is a time commitment and you have to be consistent, and so don't overcommit. That said, there's easy ways around that. If you want to blog once a week, then that's great. But if you already have quite a busy week, then that might be a bit of a stretch. So maybe consider making it once a month. And then if you want to do it more regularly, you can put bonus blogs out or additional features and build it that way. So actually keep it to the minimum you want to do, and then you can always build up rather than say, I'm going to have a daily podcast and then never do it, or make it last a couple of weeks and then it doesn't kind of, it just fizzles out after that. So be aware there is a time commitment, don't overcommit, and really just be aware that you are inviting yourself into your clients' lives. If you have any questions, feel free to fire them over to us at Marketing Geek HQ.